Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us Charlotte Trass. She is the Director of Sales and Education for New Chapter. Hi, Charlotte. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Hi, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on again.
Oh, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Today, we're going to talk about something that I think your company really specializes in, and that is fermentation. And you have a product line that I am very excited about. I actually use it quite frequently, and they are the fermented, what you call booster powders. And I'm really interested. So we're going to talk about a turmeric, a maca, an aloe, and a black seed booster powder. Four products, and we're going to drill down on each one. I think we'll start with the turmeric first. I guess the first big question, these are powders.
Mm-hmm.
I have, and I like to put them in my coffee. They go into products really very easily. Are these kind of a standalone where you could maybe put them in water? Tell me a little bit about how these products, you know, the usage of it.
Well, I mean, you know, we're in a natural industry, and,
uh-huh.
and what the natural customer is willing to taste is completely up to them.
You bet. Yeah, that the more woody, herbal, heavy,
yeah.
whatever, the worst aftertaste, man, then you know it's really good for you, right?
Well, it's funny because the turmeric taste is one that either people really love or they
or
really
they don't
love.
Right.
And when you put it in to a water, it's just very heavily turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
You can mix it with a smoothie. You can mix it with coffee. You can mix it with pretty much anything. But the only fermented powder that I particularly like in water is
mm-hmm.
the fermented aloe powder. It's
oh,
got a
I
nice
bet.
Little,
yeah.
Yeah, it's got a little minty hint to it.
It does,
kind of fresh
yeah.
and earthy. Yeah.
Okay, so that would be one that you could just use what we would call straight. Now, can any of these be, obviously, I like to put the maca in my coffee because it kind of has a coffee taste anyway,
yeah.
and it's kind of a stimulant, and I like to put a little bit in my coffee. It actually makes my coffee a little bit more mellow. I like to do what you call a Diablo, which is put a little bit of cocoa. I usually put cocoa and a little bit of maca in my coffee, and that makes for a nice, what I would call not a bitter, but a nice mellow blend, and then I feel really, really good. Good after I pretty much get done with that cup of coffee. If I drink coffee, I don't drink coffee every day, usually on radio day because I got to get up so early and do my live show, and then I come in and do this other podcast show. So maca is really good to put in coffee. Can these products be heated? What kind of temperature are we looking at these? Because, I mean, coffee can be pretty hot, and it doesn't seem to affect the efficacy of the product when I put it in hot coffee.
No. You know, people have been cooking with herbs for thousands of years.
Yes.
This is a very exciting thing about herbs. So heat doesn't really affect the efficacy level at all.
Okay.
You know, I make a really nice turmeric chicken with our turmeric powder. I think it's
great. Oh, my gosh. So you
yeah.
could, okay, there we go. You opened up a whole new, so this isn't just for drinks. It's also for, it's gourmet. You could put it in soups. Are
yeah.
we looking soups? Put it in chicken, maybe sprinkle it on vegetables.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. So it's not just for drinks. It's for food and drinks.
It's food and drinks. I mean, yeah,
okay.
absolutely.
I'm going to change the title of the show because I have booster powders for drinks. I'm going to have to go, booster powders for food and drinks. You know what? I mean, I'm just thinking now, I didn't even think of this because I was kind of concerned about the heat, you know, and boiling something. So obviously that's not going to be a major issue. Of course, you know, you'd probably put it near the end anyway. And the heat would drive out all those essential oils and probably potentize it or make it even more bioavailable. And I'm just thinking, wow, because the turmeric would be good to put in a lot of soups or, you know, for like an Indian dish or curry. So you could put this in at the end of a stir fry or something too, couldn't you?
It's really very versatile.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It's a great way to incorporate
I can have my wife
into your
put
life.
It, I can have my wife put it in our meatloaf.
You can yeah. really do almost anything with it. Yeah.
Oh my,
yeah.
I mean,
maca.
This, yeah.
Maca is such a mild flavor.
It is.
It really blends
it
well
is.
With anything. I sometimes just pop maca into, like, if I'm making an almond flour gluten-free cookie.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that would, oh my gosh, yeah, you could even put it in cookies. And then, like, the black seed. Black seed is a little more kind of nutty, I think. It's got kind of a strong nutty. But
I'm
noticed,
not partial to it. I will
yeah,
admit that.
Yeah.
I'm not partial to it. If I mix it, because there's such small serving sizes for potency, which I love,
mm-hmm.
you can really mix it in anything and not notice too drastically. But
right.
The flaxseed is a very noticeable flavor for me. I prefer it with things like berries, a berry smoothie,
okay.
or something like that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you could actually, now we have people that tabletize these. Would it even, I don't even know if that would be, because you could basically buy the pills. A lot of these come in pill form too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there'd be any reason, but you could actually turn these, take the powder and make pills if you wanted to do that too, I guess. But
sure. I mean,
pets?
We make a tablet for people who are on the go.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to take their fermented powders in a powdered form,
right.
And we understand that.
What about for pets?
So, I mean, we can't say that, or I can't say that, because, you know, the animal kingdom is different. But I have heard of people using it on their pets. And,
okay.
You know, fermented herbals are very, very natural, but they also occur in very natural ratios. We're not talking supercritical extracts here.
Right, right.
So because their potency level is effective, but not what I would call therapeutic,
right.
You're going to get into a really nice arena there.
Okay, I guess what we could do is I can throw this out there. This is kind of what I've learned being a little bit more in the pet industry now and seeing and working with the supplements is cats are carnivores. So it's kind of hard to, you know, they're not herbaceous. Dogs, it's a lot easier to do herbals with dogs because their digestive system can metabolize it. Cats, you need to be much more careful with it. So again, I would consult a qualified healthcare practitioner if you're going to start doing a lot of herbs with your cat because sometimes they have issues because they are such strict carnivores.
Yeah.
So that's a point that I always like to make out to people. It's like, well, why don't they develop product lines for cats? And I'm like, because their system is so much different. Dogs, pretty much, I don't know. My dog's almost like a garbage can. My dog likes to eat. He's a big mastiff. And we have to be careful because you don't want to feed. You want to be careful what you feed your pets. But my dog loves to eat everything. So a lot of times if I'm eating something, just to give him a little bite, you know, because they dogs relish the variety and, you know, they can, their sense of taste and smell is so acute. So they get very excited when you give them something like, you know, a little piece of a, actually we have pet owners that bring their dogs in and they love our rosemary cookies. And we've got this one dog named Ollie. Hi, Ollie. I don't know if they're listening to this or not, but Stephanie brings in little Ollie, and he loves rosemary cookies. So when she's like, we're going to Merry Man, he always gets really excited because he loves our rosemary. And she just, you know, sugar's not good for your dog, but just a little tiny bite. Sugar's not really good for anybody. But okay, now we're going to be talking. I think we'll start with the fermented turmeric, and we're going to drill down on that. But before we do, you started talking a little bit about fermentation. So let's get into a little bit more detail. What's up with this fermentation? It may be a little repetitive, but tell us all about your company and the fermentation and what's going on with these four products.
So the great part is that, you know, fermentation is a great way to break down things that are pretty complicated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people can't digest milk properly, but when you ferment it into yogurt, it actually becomes one of the first foods that babies can eat because it's so gentle.
Good example. Great example.
And what we love about this is there's actually a lot of constituents in herbs that people have trouble utilizing and absorbing.
Yes.
Like curcumin, right?
Okay, exactly. It's very hard to digest.
But we believe in keeping the plant whole. So
mm-hmm.
we like the other things that occur with curcumin. And because of that, what we do is we ferment the whole plant. And because
okay.
we ferment whole plant turmeric, you get the benefits of the curcuminoids, but also you get them broken down to a more simpler structure that your body can really absorb.
Okay. All right. So that's kind of the whole idea. Now, not to get too nosy, but I notice you like have maybe some probiotics that
yeah.
are used. And I've seen in some of these formulas, there's a touch of molasses. Is that kind of, you know, like what we do with yeast or what's going on there? I don't want you to give away your trade secrets, but can you tell me a little bit more about this fermentation process?
Absolutely. So what happens during fermentation is that we start with Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is a very fancy way of saying brewer's yeast.
Yes.
And that is
so good in and of itself. People don't realize the nutritional value and the anti-carcinogenic properties. I mean, we could drill down into that. We could talk about that all day long. So that in and of itself is very healthy and beneficial. So you're getting a little bit of brewer's yeast or what we call nutritional yeast with this product.
Now, I want to just clear this up because
good,
there's a very,
very
large misconception about yeast right now.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, please. You know, let's do that right now. Let's stop and I'll be quiet, which is real hard for me to do. And I want to hear this because I've done a lot of research and study, but I know you know it too. So Charlotte, tell us.
Okay. So first of all, there's good yeast and there's bad yeast.
Okay.
Okay. And they're not all, you can't just classify, but when people hear the word yeast, they immediately get freaked out because they immediately think of candida.
The yeast infection. Right, right, right.
Absolutely. And so the funny thing is that your digestive system, your microbiome actually has a very specific part called the mycobiome. Mm-hmm. And the mycobiome is actually made up completely of yeast. So yeast is a integral part of your digestive system.
Wow.
And good yeast, like Saccharomyces boulardii and Saccharomyces cerevisiae, mm-hmm. actually can combat candida overgrowth.
Okay.
And that's really exciting.
And that's via the bacteriocins, because good probiotics put out toxins, not for you or not for the good bacteria, the probiotics, but for the bad bacteria, viruses, and other funguses and molds, and they're called bacteriocins, kind of analogous to, you know, what we find with antibiotics. So it's kind of the bacteria's antibiotics, and they're called bacteriocins. And of course, actually an antibiotic is a mycotoxin from a mold or a fungus, and that's what they're called. So you have the bacteriocins and the mycotoxins, just in case you wanted to know. So anyway, that is very, very interesting. So that makes a lot of sense to me. So you have these really good probiotics in here. That adds to everything. They have some nutritional value themselves. Obviously, that's going to help with your overall, what we would call gut health, microbiome. And you said microbiome. And what else did you say again now?
Mycobiome. Mycobiome. That's the new frontier.
And explain that just a little bit again.
Okay, so when you think of the microbiome, I want you to think of mycomedicinals like mushrooms, funguses, and yeast.
Okay.
And because yeast actually make up a large part of your digestive tract, it's important to not just address your microbiome, which is mostly bacterial, mm-hmm. but also your mycobiome, which is made up of yeast.
Okay, I got you. I got you exactly. Like mycelium and all of that kind of stuff with that. Now,
yeah.
I have noticed here that on the turmeric, you're using the rhizome, which is the root. It's organic. And again, we can kind of rest our hat with your company that you're going to use the really high quality organic, USDA organic, non-GMO. And of course, organic, if it's USDA organic, it's automatically non-GMO, but you still get that certification too. So that's really good. And of course, this is gluten-free, 100% vegan. So this particularly, the turmeric, we talked about putting it with your roasted chicken in soup. You can use it in coffee or in a smoothie. Turmeric, I would recommend to my listening audience to taste turmeric. You can even buy the spice. It's very inexpensive. So you get to know what that tastes like and kind of experiment with that. And then you can spend your money on this product, which is much more expensive. You don't have to use very much, but it's much more bioavailable than just the regular turmeric that you would regularly get. So and then this isn't really too bad. It's around $35, and with all our discounts and everything, maybe you can get it for a lot less too, but very bioavailable. And we could talk all day about turmeric, but I think maybe just to quickly overview, turmeric is known for its anti-inflammatory properties. It has a lot of other properties. In fact, we even give out a book, a free book, if you want to come out and get that. Turmeric, we could talk all day. I think the last time, was there 13, 14, I think 16? I can't keep up now. There's thousands and thousands of studies on turmeric and the pigment portion, which is curcumin. So turmeric, phenomenal. This product is potentized. Basically, it's an organic powder that supports the brain and the heart and the health, as well as healthy inflammation. Put it in your smoothie or shake or coffee, and it's good for your mind and your body, and you can even put it in your soup. And more than likely, because there's a lot of products out there, you could probably use it with your dogs. That would be one place, and probably horses too. But again, talk to your qualified healthcare practitioner. The next one up is maca. And my good friend Chris Killam, the medicine hunter, actually has done a lot of research and study and so forth. But this is a little different because you have maca, but you have the schizandra and cardamom. Now, was that put in for flavor or you? No, there's more going on here. Explain that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, there's more going on here.
Yeah.
So when you think about when you think about herbs building upon each other, you mm-hmm. want to use herbs that complement each other in the herbal kingdom.
Synergistic, right?
Yes, synergy. So organic cardamom is a great synergistic element, and it really sets off the rest of the formula, which is fantastic. So I think that we include our organic cardamom in both the aloe formula as well as the fermented maca formula.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's in there too, and we will get to that here in a minute. But the cardamom, so that's put in as a synergist, and I know that, again, this product is really good for stress and also for energy and endurance and recovery. And libido also. I will have to admit on that. Chris has got a lot of jokes because he travels. Sometimes he's gone for a month or two, and he won't allow his wife to get any maca. Because after about 2 weeks of supplementing with maca, and this is probably something that some of the women out there might be interested in, but maca after supplementing for a week or two will help to boost the libido, and it's pretty much for women, but also a lot for men too.
That's okay. The great part is there's very few libido supports out there for women.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And maca is definitely one. In fact, there's a lot of great research about maca being able to support the body not only through your libido, but also when you're trying to conceive, which is very exciting.
It's fertility,
so,
right. Yeah, that's
yeah,
so very good point.
Fantastic for getting your body ready for that kind of thing.
And it's both for men and women. I notice because it gives me a lot more energy. And, of course, I want to feel like I'm, you know, in my 20s again. I don't necessarily want to feel like I'm 17 because I feel like I had too many hormones and I was too crazy and all that. And you start mellowing out when you're in your 20s. You get a little more rationality. So your cerebral cortex develops and you become more mature. But the thing is you know, in the Shizandra, I have always known that. Shizandra! I like it. You want to hear that again? Shizandra! Okay, everybody. You just listen to this show because I'm so crazy. Anyway, that is, if I remember right, it's very healing. It's an adaptogenic, and isn't it revered by like the Chinese? Tell us a little
bit
about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Shizandra has a really nice history to it, and it's also really great for, I would say, you know, women's health issues have been you know, it's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah, for thousands of years, I think.
It is an adaptogen, okay? Yeah. So it's basically great for helping your body adapt to any sort of stress you might be feeling, or if you need to increase your physical performance or endurance. Shizandra really helps with that as well. It has some research to help with a calming effect too. So imagine helping your body to adapt to stress, calming, but not necessarily making you tired, which is really great.
But having that energy. Yes, yes, yes. So that's what we want. We don't want the jitters. We don't want to be nervous. We don't want to be hyped up, but we want to have that core energy or that reserve of energy. So, you know, maybe if you're looking for a libido product, like one of my old stories that I always say that one of my minister friends, he says, man, that stuff worked great. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, are you going to tell me things that I don't really too much information? And you're a minister and yeah, get uncomfortable. He's like, well, let me tell you. And I'm like, okay. He says, well, I was able to clean the basement. I went out, worked in the lawn, raked the leaves. I even got the garage cleaned out. And my wife was really, really happy. Because he's like, my wife's so happy. And I'm like, okay, well, what did
That's
you do?
That's a lot.
So this but is kind of one of those things is, you know, it gives you that core energy. And then when you do more things, that helps with depression and that uplifts your mood. Because you're like, wow, I got energy. Look what I did. I think.
Well, I like the aloe formula for that too. Because what people don't realize is that 90% of the serotonin in your body is not made in your head. It's made in your stomach.
Yes.
And because of that, taking care of your digestive system, if you're the healthier your digestive system is, the more your digestion is going smoothly, the happier you're actually going to feel. So that's why I think that taking care of your digestive system is so important. But just to go back for a second, before I start waxing how much I love fermented aloe, because it's probably my favorite one.
Yeah, we're going to go into that one next. So we're getting ready
to
segue. Okay.
One more thing about fermented maca.
Okay.
For women who are over the age of 40 who may be experiencing a decline in libido, mm-hmm. maca is great for libido support. But what I would also say is checking out sea buckthorn or an omega-7 for dryness issues.
Yes.
It's fantastic. If you put the pair together, get ready, ladies. It is super dynamic.
You know, we sell a lot of the omega-7s, the sea buckthorn. And if I'm not mistaken, don't you make a product?
We do.
Yes.
We do. We make sea buckthorn force. Yes, we sure do.
Talk about that real quickly.
So the great thing about sea buckthorn is it's a great source of omega-7s. Omega-7s are fantastic when you're mm-hmm. talking about mucosal linings and mucosal walls. So it's great for, actually, it's great for stomach lining.
Yes.
It's also great for women who are experiencing
the dryness,
the dryness issues
yeah.
that come along
yeah.
with menopause. Yeah.
Well, there's actually, in the downstairs, the vulvular region, there is a thinning of that membrane. And
yeah.
there's less mucus produced, and it can actually create some pain. So this, I've had a lot of women that really, I mean, it has really helped. And it's also moisturizing for your skin, too.
Absolutely.
So it's good upstairs, downstairs, inside and out. And it's also good. There's cardiovascular, it's an omega. It's not really expensive. It's very effective, and we get really good results with it. So, yeah, that's something else to add in there. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great point. So now it's time to segue into the ALO product, and you have more than just ALO in there. Let's tell us a little bit more about this ALO booster powder.
So what we love about our fermented aloe booster powder is it's actually been in a lot of our supplements for a long time as our digestive blend.
Mm-hmm.
And what we realize is that if you're not digesting things well, you're not going to get as much nutrition from something. So when we started to formulate our multivitamins, our fermented multivitamins,
right.
we wanted to put something in there that aided digestion. And the fermented digestion blend was born. But then so many people said, you know, this is so amazing. We would like it on its own.
On
and that's
its own.
Where the idea of the fermented
okay.
booster powders actually came from. And so the organic aloe is fantastic. But mm-hmm. do you know most of the claims that we get for calming, detox action, and digestive support come from the artichoke? Artichoke is a fantastic digestive aid.
Okay.
It's really great for you. And then you have a little peppermint, which I think makes it taste lovely.
Exactly.
Peppermint, of course.
Right.
Having a great history for digestive health.
Oh, yeah.
Organic turmeric, lovely. We love the little turmeric addition here.
And it's
and then
detoxing,
the coriander.
Right.
Coriander is great for the detox action as
right.
well, and cardamom. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, that's a really, really good formulation. And again, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's mainly the aloe. You've got 337.5 milligrams. Got quite a bit of turmeric in there too, the 255, and a good component of peppermint, and then balanced out with the other three. Peppermint,
yeah.
we know, you know, everybody knows the digestive aid with peppermint for gas, bloating, little indigestion. A lot of times, there's companies that actually make peppermint pills in and of themselves. So this is a digestive, and again, I just had another idea, but obviously, like in the morning with the coffee, you might want to do the maca, and then you could put a little bit of this aloe in, so you can blend these together. I have done that, too. In fact, I usually put a little black seed in there also, which is the next one that we're going to be talking about. So
yeah,
let's move into
yeah.
this fermented black seed powder. And that one is very exciting. It's the Nigella. And we've talked about your black seed before, but this one's got some other stuff in there too. So tell us a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about black seed again. Just let's do a little review on all the wonderful things. Again, the ancients said black seed is a cure for everything but death. And I'm making a quote there, but it has a lot of phenomenal properties. So this is kind of cored around that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, man,
please.
I love black seed, but mm-hmm. more than I love black seed, I love this formula. You know, black
yes.
seed has been used since ancient times and had such really famous users as Nefertiti,
mm-hmm.
her beauty regimen, and Cleopatra, and it was even found in Tutankhamun's tomb.
Wow.
So modern science is really starting to confirm what history has started to lay down here in a foundation, which is that black seed is phenomenally great for us. There's a component that people love to talk about when talking about black seed, and that's thymoquinone.
Yes.
It's one of the most famous constituents of black seed, and it has its own really impressive research. But all parts of the plant are really important to us at New Chapter, so we really like to formulate with all parts of the plant together, which is why we formulate with whole black seed.
Okay.
You know, black seed has been researched for enhancing memory, cognition, attention, really great for stabilizing mood, decreasing anxiety, and helping to modulate cognition positively. So that's fantastic. But what I love about this formula is what we've married it with. And that's what we've married it with, the lion's mane mushroom.
Yes, that's really interesting. And you're, of course, using the what we call the rooting portion, the mycelium and the fruiting body. So you get the whole, basically the whole fungus there. Now, lion's mane, I always thought kind of for mental energy. Tell us a little bit more about that. That's so very interesting.
So lion's mane mushroom contains a couple of special compounds, mm-hmm. which have been researched to stimulate the growth of brain cells, okay, which is
right.
so exciting.
Right.
And the cool part is that, you know, if you've got a kid and they're studying up lion's mane, if you are trying to remember something, lion's mane. If
okay.
you are trying to get yourself sharp, lion's mane. I
wow.
can't say it enough. We make a product called Mind Force,
yes.
which is specifically lion's mane, but this is a great blend for an everyday kind of effect.
Yeah, because, again, lion's mane is so phenomenal. It kind of brings, it can even help bring back that short-term memory. I think, you know, people that are battling that beginnings of the Alzheimer's, dementia, and losing that short-term memory, like, what did I have for lunch? You know, or where did I put my keys? Or where are my glasses? And there's all kinds of jokes about that. But I was like, the one where are my glasses at? Well, they're on your forehead. It's like, oh, okay. Where are my keys? They're in your hand.
Well, I want to say that the digestive system also plays a really important part
does.
In brain function.
Yes, it does.
And
yeah.
that, you know, hidden in the walls of your digestive system is your enteric nervous system, your
yes.
ENS. So this is a really direct link between your digestion and your brain. You know how sometimes people say that when they have anxiety, they get stomach issues? It's
mm-hmm.
because it's so linked. In fact, the ENS is two thin layers, and it's made up of more than 100 million nerve cells. And those nerve cells are all connected. So it's really interesting and just another great way that this formula supports digestion as well as your nervous system.
Well, it looks like this has, and again, real quick, you know, your digestive system supposedly has more neurotransmitters than even your brain. So I always thought that was interesting. But this formula has the ALO, it looks like the ALO booster powder in it. Not the potency, but it's in there. So
it
obviously
is.
This is going to be very easy to digest. And we're running out of time here. I want to really quickly say that anything that is fermented usually kind of denatures anything, the proteins or whatever that you may be allergic to. Again, always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner. But if you do have allergies, this may sometimes the denaturing of it. It is a phenomenal formulation, and being fermented makes it really bioavailable and easy to digest. So, again, super high quality, organic. Anything else, Charlotte, that you want to add real quickly here?
No, thanks, Mike. That was fantastic.
We did it. Okay, we did it. All right, sweetheart. again, thank you for listening to the show, and we'll be talking to you soon, and thank you for all your information.
If you would like to hear this show again, go to www.marimann.com and click on Mike on the Radio.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Earth.